What does the future hold? Of course, none of us can know for sure, but that doesn't mean we have to wait around to find out. In the new book, What's Next Is Now, How to Live Future Ready, Frederick Furt argues that with the right mindset, we can create the future we want. Frederick was Google's first chief innovation evangelist and founded Google's Innovation Lab. He's also taught at Stanford and advised government agencies, organizations, and businesses ranging from the United Nations to NASA to the NBA. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, everyone. I'm Frederick, and I want to change your relationship with the future. As Google's first chief innovation evangelist, I shaped one of the most fabled creative cultures in the world. Today, I'm focused on showing people how to create exactly the future they want to live in. Here are five ideas and key insights from my book, What's Next Is Now: How to Live Future Ready, that can help make that happen. Insight number one. The future shouldn't be something that happens to you. It should be something you make happen. I call myself a future optimist because I believe in running headlong toward the opportunities that the future holds, instead of fearing the uncertainty the future brings. To me, the formula is pretty simple. The choices you make equals your future. The greater number of new and intentional choices you make, the greater number of opportunities that will reveal themselves to you. The more of these opportunities you pursue, the more control you have over what your future looks like. On the flip side, when you don't make new choices, when you deliberately avoid exploring ideas and experiences outside of what is familiar to you, the choices that influence your future end up being made by someone else. How many people end up in careers that are unfulfilling or unsuited to them because they stop making choices that would take them down other paths? Those same people feel the future is a far-off, mysterious force because of the way it seems to just happen to them. They feel like a passenger in a car driven by fate, or luck, or happenstance. I want you to know that no one has to be a passenger in that car. You don't need to wait and see where the future is going to take you. In fact, you can start building the future you want right now. If you're using your imagination, your human superpower to engage with the possibilities that each moment presents, you will see a different landscape take shape in front of you. Your imagination is an immediate, intimate tool that's essential to the day-to-day crafting of your future that's on or beyond the horizon. During the early days of the pandemic, I led a six-week innovation sprint with 25 leaders at Google to consider how the workplace could function in the future. Using metaphors such as beehives and space stations to envision different constructs, we developed a new vocabulary to describe a workplace that would support the diverse needs of our global workforce. Imagination was the best resource we had to answer a question that had once been a distant daydream and now was an urgent challenge. The biggest risk you take in an uncertain and ambiguous world is to walk backward into the future, extrapolating from the past and assuming that what was true yesterday will be true tomorrow. At the same time, just casting your searching gaze into the distant future is to miss the life wire of opportunity that's right in front of you. The future is something that you must make for yourself. You actively shape your future through your choices, choices that arise through your practice of creativity and imagination. When you can really see all the choices that are possible, you will realize how much power you have to influence your future. Insight number two. Being ready for the future isn't about technology. It's about your mind state. While working at one of the leading tech companies in the world, I learned that success in the future doesn't hinge on technology at all. What matters most is how mentally prepared you are to tackle problems and seize opportunities that present themselves in any given moment. This is your mind state, the immediate perspective you have that perceptually and cognitively influences the choices you make about how to act or react. The future-ready mind state fuels your thoughts and behavior with optimism, openness, curiosity, experimentation, and empathy. When these dimensions of your future-ready mind state are engaged, you see potential all around you. If you see more choices, you make more choices. And more choices means more opportunity. Technology on its own isn't a ticket to the future. But your curiosity and experimentation with technology may cause you to create something that wasn't there before. Maybe AI intimidates you, but you play with it a little and the seed of an idea pops in your head. Your idea may not have anything to do with AI, but there it is, something new that may grow into an entirely different path forward. In this way, these five dimensions of your future-ready mind state can prompt or influence dozens of choices you might make in any given day. Your openness or empathy may turn an ordinary social interaction with a stranger into a connection that alters their path or your own. Your optimism or curiosity can shape how you engage with even the trivial factors of your day, such as the heavy traffic or crummy weather you encountered on your way to work, or the overstuffed email inbox that greeted you when you got there. At every turn, you can use your future-ready lens to identify and make choices that were previously not accessible to you. Technology doesn't create the choices and opportunities that lead to your future. The future-ready lens with which you see the world makes those choices visible to you. In other words, it's not the what of technology, it's the who, and that's you. Insight number 3. The human brain is wired to resist change. Train your mind to get really good at expecting the unexpected. It's not surprising so many people worry about the future. The past and present feel safe and familiar, while the ambiguity and uncertainty of the future cause anxiety. For the most part, this just amounts to being afraid of change. Which is funny, given that evolution has shown that change is happening all around us, all the time. It's weird that we are naturally resistant to change even though we are 100% a product of change. In other words, we are built by change, but we're not built for change. It's not just evolution breathing down our necks. Today, change is accelerating at such an unprecedented rate that you can actually see it happening right in front of you. It's like you're on an amusement park ride. The more it whips you round and round, the more desperately you cling to the safety bar that holds you in one place. How can you build a future out of new experiences and opportunities if your brain is telling you to resist change? Recent studies in neuroplasticity have shown that our brains are capable of continuously adapting to new information and new conditions. To train your mind to expect the unexpected, try this. One morning, find a quiet space where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes. Take deep, slow breaths in and out. Feel each breath centering your mind and calming your body. Now think through the details of the day you have ahead of you. Envision every hour unfolding exactly as planned. You smoothly move through each activity, and at the end of the day, you feel satisfied and in control. Scroll back to the beginning of this same day and imagine things going sideways right out of the gate. You overslept. Now you're running late to get to an important meeting and flat tire. A project you've been working on gets canceled. You get a text about a family member who urgently needs your care. You have to fill in for a colleague at a conference at the last minute. Picture your emotional and physical reaction to your sideways scenarios. Let yourself feel all the angst or discomfort they would provoke. As you contemplate each unexpected event, pause to take a breath. Breathe in acceptance, breathe out resistance. acceptance in, resistance out. Now think about the potential that may exist within each of your situations. A canceled project might make space in your life for a rewarding creative pursuit. Caring for a loved one could deepen your relationships. A sudden travel opportunity might expand your professional prospects or expose you to new ideas. Open your eyes. Think about what happened when you shifted your perception of these events. They released their physical and emotional hold on you and transformed from unpleasant surprises into life experiences to explore. Now do it in real time. As you go about your actual day, just note when something, even the smallest thing, doesn't go as you expected or hoped it would. Each time, take a beat to acknowledge the hitch on the roll, it around in your head a bit, and until you find what good might come out of it. Every repetition of this exercise reinforces your ability to adapt in the face of change. Over time, your mind becomes naturally poised to catch whatever is tossed your way and incorporate it into the choices that become the steps toward your tomorrow. Insight number 4. If you are stuck, open your eyes to better. Lots of people rely on hope when they think about what might happen next. Hope is nice, but it waits with its fingers crossed for something good to happen. Radical optimism, on the other hand, is an active, vigorous belief in the potential not for good, but for better. The pursuit of better is about progress, not perfection. Innovators know that better is the result of constant, persistent iteration. The best innovators are not looking to hit the ball out of the park. They are looking for the smallest degrees of better that will move their work to the next level and the next. When you orient yourself around better, every day is filled with infinite and immediate opportunities to succeed. The radical optimist is poised to seize these opportunities, creating a rhythm of iteration that hums on multiple levels throughout their day-to-day lives. It's not just about seeing the glass half full. It's about realizing the potential that it can be filled. Take Kali Ryan, for example. He's one of the many future readies I trained and coached at Google. For a long time while working at Google and later Meta, he joked that his corporate self was Bruce Wayne, but his creative self was Batman. For someone in whom the creative impulse was so strong, he knew that drawing a line between work me and creative me wasn't right or even healthy. He was running these huge and impactful initiatives on the job, but inside he was profoundly stuck. One day, he asked himself, what might be better if Batman came to work? From that day on, he saw his work entirely differently. He started asking, what is the creative way to look at this? What's the creative way to articulate this? What is the creative way to understand this? Where previously he solved problems in the way that was expected, now he saw the creative opportunity to find better in every task or project. Soon, he was coloring outside the lines every single day. Changing his focus in this way dramatically altered the trajectory of his career. It turned out that Batman was just what his very corporate function desperately needed. Kala's radical optimism is kind of a trust. He believes you have to trust that better is out there ahead of you and be ready to do something with it when you get there. And all you have to do is open your eyes to find it. Insight number 5. How do you want to be in the future? Your future-ready mind state drives you to continuously learn, adapt, innovate, and connect with people and your environment in ways that propel you toward your future. It pushes you to walk paths fueled by your aspirations and ensures you're equipped to navigate the complexities of whatever lies ahead. On this journey, it's not a question of what you want to do or who you want to be. It's a question of how you want to be. This really is the heart of it. How you are in your future will determine the impression, the you print, you leave on this planet? Will your U-print show whatever you believed in and what inspired you? Will it show that you were resilient and bold, or that you tried to understand yourself and others? Will it show that positive impact you had on the people in your life story, or that you were fulfilled by the experiences your choices led you to? You have to check in with yourself every day to make sure how you are in this world is as you intend to be. There is no ideal how to be in your future. Your way will be a perfectly distinctive expression of everything that's true about you. And if the choices you make each day reflect how you want to be, the future you build will be an appropriate legacy to how you lived your life. The future isn't off in the distance. It's right now. Living future ready, with optimism, openness, curiosity, experimentation, and empathy, is exactly what you need to make the future you want to inhabit. I'll see you there.
Thank you, Frederick. That was 5 big ideas from What's Next Is Now, How to Live Future Ready by Frederick Furt. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.